Hatchback. Sobros Radio. And after a few months, I'm finally reconnecting with this man. He's an all-rounder on television and, of course, films as well. Arjun Bijlani joins me live here on the radio. Arjun, how are you doing?
I'm good, absolutely fine, Raj. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. Arjun, it has been some time since I've spoken to you.
Big hi to all the people in London as well.
Oh, big hi to you. Arjun, how's things? Are you keeping well? Family, you're good?
All good, so far so good. Touch wood, God's been kind.
Oh.
And I know these are tough times, you know, with so much, you know, the virus has spread so rapidly everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I just hope that everybody, you know, stays home, maintains social distancing, and, you know, we come out of this, all of us, very strongly.
That's right, yeah, it's true. It's all about the positivity. Arjun, first of all, you know what? I need to say congratulations to you because it was your 7th wedding anniversary, which was just a couple of weeks ago. In fact, it was during the lockdown. So how was your wedding anniversary celebrations at home?
It was nice. You know, usually we have these parties and we call all friends and stuff. But this time, it was actually like an anniversary. You know, because it was only both of us and my son. And it was amazing because, you know, we kind of, for 2 months, we were just at home. So we that day, especially, we got dressed up. We were asking each other what to wear and how am I looking, like how you do usually when you go out as a couple. And we did all of that. And then a few friends had sent us some cakes.
Yeah.
So we had kind of just lit the whole house with candles and the table with some old pictures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And yes, and we celebrated it with our son. It was nice.
Oh, so you're getting to spend a lot of time with the missus, and Neha. I'm sure she's very happy that the fact that you guys have got a lot more time together, and of course with your son as well. How has that been for you?
That has been amazing. That's what I'm saying. This lockdown for me, it's been great. Because for the past 15 years, I don't remember spending so much time with family at home. I've always been working. I've always been at it. And even after Ayan was born, you know, I have continuously been shooting. I really didn't get so much time ever with him.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's been great in terms of spending time with family. Of course, what's happening outside, people losing life, that's not at all good, but the pandemic is not good at all, but yes, if I look at the brighter side, then yes, I have spent a lot of time with my family, which was much needed.
Yeah, that's good. Arjun, we must talk about what you're known for, and that is the work in front of the camera. I mean, how much are you missing going onto the sets and shooting and being with the rest of the crew?
No idea, Raj. I so want to be on set. You know, I was just telling Neha the other day, we were just sitting in my balcony and it's raining now, and I was just telling her, you know, I honestly feel the real place where I belong is the set.
Yeah.
And I'm so missing it now. It's been more than 2 months. Everybody is at home and not working, but that is the place I always have pictured myself spending most of my time. I have seen myself spending most of my time on set. So yes, I'm definitely missing it. I'm definitely missing the scripts, just to be in front of the camera, the whole team. You know, the vibe that you have on set when you're there and you're working, the feeling. You know, I'm missing everything, and I really want to be there.
Yeah, it is going to be
obviously
very straight.
Keeping in mind the guidelines and health issues, obviously keeping all of that in mind. But I guess every person who's not working and has been working, really wants to go out there and work, and obviously keeping all the guidelines.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I was going to say, because we know that obviously the Maharashtra government has announced some tweaks, and there will be a lot more stringent measures that will be put into place when you're shooting. So how strange is that going to be when you're going to be shooting, because it's not going to be the same as it was before?
I think it's going to be different for everybody. Nobody knows how it's going to turn out to be, because we still haven't started shooting. I think we'll have to take each step at a time. Once we are on set, once we see how things are going, whether it's even feasible, whether it's possible, I think there's going to be a lot of trial and error. while we resume shooting, because there are so many guidelines. I mean, to follow each one and make sure we put the product together. There's so much testing to be done. So I'm sure the producers are figuring out a way that everything can be put in place, and we have to shoot with smaller units, obviously.
That's
honestly, it's easier said than done. But like I said, I'm a guy who's optimistic. I always look at the brighter side, and we got to go out there and figure a way out there to do things, because like everybody says, COVID is here to stay for a while till the vaccine doesn't come, and we got to learn how to live with it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we got to learn to live with it. Arjun, I want to ask you, what will you be working on when the lockdown has been lifted? I mean, is this something that you can tell us about the shows that you'll be working on, the scripts that you've been looking at?
Yes, I was waiting for State of Speech to release before the lockdown.
That's right.
And we had a lot of promotions planned, for it. But I think all the promotions got cancelled because of the lockdown, and we were only promoting it digitally. But still, it did extremely well on Z5, and I was very proud to be a part of that show. I'm already in talks with Z5 and two other platforms for other shows. But then, again, the lockdown happened. So now, again, the calls have started resuming since the government is allowed to shoot with certain guidelines. Everybody is calling, and we're discussing scripts, and we're figuring out a way to move forward and start shooting. But I can only tell you about what I'm shooting once I sign it, not before that, because I don't want it to get jinxed anyway, as it is the 2020 seems jinxed,
Oh, yeah, I know. Let's just write this year off.
And yes, Dance Diwane also, I was supposed to start shooting for it in May, but obviously that is also postponed. So that is also another show that I host, and I'm looking forward to do that as well. So yes, right now the broadcasters and the producers are figuring a way out. How do we do this?
Yeah.
And once they are done, I'm on.
Arjun, you have answered all my questions in one. Now, I want to go back to some of the answers that you just given me, all right? First of all, I want to know about State of Siege, because it was a digital show, and of course, it went to, obviously, a lot more of a wider audience. So during lockdown, we know that a lot of people have been watching a lot of the digital shows. The response was immense to the show. I mean, what kind of reaction did you get from everyone that was watching it globally who may not have seen a program on digital platforms like Z5?
Yes, firstly, this show, I was really excited to be a part of it, because it was based on the 2611 attack that happened in Mumbai. And me being a Mumbaiker, this subject has been so close to me. I've actually seen what had happened, to Mumbai during these attacks. And to play, Major Nikhil Manikrishnan, who's actually Sandeep Unnikrishnan. So it was an honor to play him. And he was one of the NSG commandos who was martyred during the 6/11 attacks, during the siege. So I think this role, more than a character, it was a responsibility. And it was so thrilling to be a part of this show. It was directed by Matthew Lutweiler, who's from Hollywood. Even the director of photography was from Hollywood. So the way they shot it, the way they treated the whole show was very different. So obviously I was learning on the job as well, how different it is to be a part of a television show, and how different it is to be part of a show on such a large scale, which is shot so differently than your regular TV shows. So yes, it was a great experience for me, and the response that I got after it released was very overwhelming for me, because it was my first, and I just wanted people to appreciate the show, my work, everything, and by God's grace, without any promotions, it all fell in place.
Yeah, it's brilliant, because it was premiered on Z5 just before the lockdown, so it kind of came at a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that the timing was perfect, but I wish we could have promoted the show more, you know, that really helped.
Yeah.
But I think it did pretty well. Mm-hmm. And I think once the lockdown opens, I think I wish I could, you know, still promote it and more people watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Arjun, you also mentioned hosting Dance Diwani, because I was actually speaking to a friend of mine, because I wasn't sure whether you were 100% confirmed that you're going to be hosting it. Is that 100% that you are definitely going to be taking that show on?
Yeah, as of now, I know I'm doing it. I've been discussing everything with the producers, so I'm sure I'm doing it. I know there were some rumors about somebody else hosting.
Yeah.
And I mean, every time a show comes, I don't know why these rumors come. But as of now, I'm doing it as far as I know. In the future, I don't know if things have to change. But as far as now, till today, I'm doing it. Because even like yesterday, I spoke to my producer about it. And we were just discussing how we're going to take these things forward and stuff like that. So, there's not even a mention of anybody else. So, mm-hmm. I don't know why these news come up like this.
Also, Arjun, I want to talk to you about Nagin, because I know there's that show is always going to be close to you because it was such a massive success. There's obviously fans of yours that still talk about Nagin and your performance in that. Now that it's been in its fourth season, it's going to be coming into its fifth season. I mean, how, when you look back at it, do you feel the show was for you? I mean, how close the show was to you?
Well, it did. It actually changed my career to a huge extent, and every actor needs that one show which puts him on a different level, on a different platform. And I think Nagin was that show for me. It was one of the most successful shows of Indian television. Although it was, everyone predicted that, oh, Nagin, I don't think it will do well, and the concept on paper for a lot of people was like, oh, fantasy fiction on colors, we doubt it will work. But it got some phenomenal numbers, and people love my character, Moni's character, Dad's character. Everybody, Nagin one was the most successful among all the four seasons.
That's right.
Day.
Yeah.
And which is amazing for me. And it actually changed my career. I did so much stuff after that. That I'm very proud of. I did Jhalak Diklaja, I did Ishq Mein Mar Jaawan. And, you know, Nagin, wherever it's released, whether it was, this is one show, usually in South India, people don't watch Hindi shows so much, you know. But Nagin was one show which was dubbed and shown, and it was one of the most successful shows even in South, and even in Thailand, and even in so many other countries, that it's been really successful. So I was really, really happy, that globally the show did well for me and for Ekta, for the channel, for everybody. I think everybody put in a lot of hard work as well.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it's such a massive show. I mean, a flagship show for Colors TV. Arjun, I also want to talk to you quickly about Ishq Mein Mar Jaawan, because there's still a lot of fans who adored your chemistry with Alisha Banwar in the show. How was that experience for you, and how much did you enjoy being part of that show? Because it was a thriller, wasn't it?
So I'll tell you a story about this show. I have been this, everyone thought Arjun, this romantic guy, he always plays these romantic roles, and I always like to challenge myself with different characters. So I was really hoping that I land up getting a show or a character in which I'm not that typical chocolate boy who keeps romancing. I wanted to do something different, and this show came by my way, and I took it up as a challenge. This was a guy who is completely grey, and a guy who kind of covers up for his wife and who's a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a concept which, again, on paper was very risky at that moment of time for me to take up. But I did take it up, and as a challenge, and I was like, I have to do this, and this seems very different. And again, I was praying and hoping that, it does well. And I was so happy that, audience accepted me even in a grey shade. And I absolutely enjoyed
every day of my shoot, Anish Mein Mar Jaawa, with Alicia, and she it was like her first show, and she it was a fresh pair also for people to watch, and then later on Mia came in, obviously.
That's right. Yeah.
I had like three heroines in that show. So I was a happy man on that show, believe me.
Yeah, no. Even now, because when I was, putting up the promotion out to say that you're on my show, there's a lot of questions about Ishq Mein Mar Jaawa. People were just saying, you know what, we loved you as the bad guy in it, or the guy with the negative shade in it. Also, Arjun, I mean, a couple of other questions. There's one question from fans asking, can you ask Arjun whether he'll be doing another music video, or has he been approached to do another music video?
Oh, yes, I have been approached to do a couple of music videos, but honestly, two songs that I was offered, I didn't like them so much, so I kind of turned them down. And after that, the lockdown happened, so but I did shoot for something from home. That was more for like a social cause thing. Once probably the shooting resumes full-fledgedly, yes, I will probably plan to do another music video. This was more fun. I think the next song should be a little romantic. He's doing something different.
Oh, lovely. There's a question also. This is in Hindi, actually. It says, Jitne bhi character usne play ki hai, unme se which character resembles you the most?
Which character resembles me the most? I think I'm a mixture of all of them, you know. I'm a little bit of Deep. I'm a little bit of Mayank. I'm a little bit of, Shikhar. I'm a little bit of Hrithik. I think I have a little bit of it, all those characters. And that's what makes Arjun. That's what probably helped me play so many characters. Obviously, the positive aspects I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course, we got to talk about the positive characters rather than the negative. Arjun, before you go, though, I mean, I always do this with all my guests that come up on my show. I want to have some kind of exclusive. Is there anything that you're working on that you could tell us, maybe give us some kind of hint of something that you've read that you possibly will be working on? Is there anything that you can kind of hint to us about?
I've been approached for two shows on OTT platforms. Okay, so please watch out for that space. I don't like to talk about things till the end. I don't start shooting for them. But yes, I mean, 90% probably I'll be doing that. So let's hope that it all falls in place and works out right now. Because right now, honestly, Raj, nobody knows what's going to happen after 2 months, how are things going to be in terms of, it's not in terms of whether I sign something or not, just generally how shootings are going to take place, in such a, in there's so much chaos. So everyone's just going to go slowly and see how we can actually shoot whatever we have to shoot, giving it that kind of importance. It's not about just going out there and just shooting something and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
To shoot something nicely, aesthetically, and in terms of the scale,
mm-hmm.
It needs time. It needs that many people, on set.
I agree.
So,
yeah.
So let's hope that we figure a way out.
Mm-hmm. Arjun, before you go, what would you like to say to all the fans that are listening to you worldwide? I mean, there's a lot of fans globally that have messaged in. So what would you like to say to all of them that are listening in and give you so much love?
I just want to tell everybody whoever is listening to you, Raj, that I absolutely love London. I've been there. I have a friend there. And firstly, my condolences to all the families who've lost their loved ones due to COVID. Apart from that, I think I just want to tell everybody that this is the time to stay positive. This is the time to look forward and be there for each other. I think it just gets tougher and tougher to live in this world. And we just got to make it an easier place by being nice to people. So just stay positive, be nice, and keep helping whoever you're helping. And yes, keep loving me for whatever work I do. Because without your support, I can't be who I am today.
That's true. No, we certainly will. Arjun, thank you so much for your time, and give lots and lots of love to your little munchkin Ayan as well, and to Neha.
I'll do that.
All right. All the best to you, and stay safe.
He's not going to school. He's the happiest.
I can see. Do you know what? I was looking at some of his videos. He's wearing your shoes, and I found that video so adorable.
Yeah. He's doing the weirdest things on planet Earth. Yeah, he has done the weirdest things on planet Earth in these 2 months. And every day he's like the entertaining factor in my life. Maybe I am the entertaining factor in somebody else's life, but he's definitely the entertaining factor in my life. He comes up and he says the weirdest things, the funniest things, and I'm laughing all the time when he's talking.
It's so magical because you're actually seeing him grow, and this is that's what, you know, the lockdown period has been a godsend to you, because you know you're getting to spend so much of your precious time with Ayan. All the best to you, and thank you so much for your time. Stay safe, and
thank
lots of love
so
to the family.
Raj, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and thank you, London. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you very much, Arjun. Thank you very much. All right, there you go. That's Arjun Bijlani, the TV star, and of course digital star as well, doing lots of things. And you'll be hearing a lot more from Arjun Bijlani as well, because we will be keeping a close eye on his work. All right, so yet more here on Subrush Radio. I'll be back in a minute after these messages.
Summer holiday fever on your Subrush Radio.